Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Prayer Experience. Please share this video, and you can subscribe to the Daily Talks Media UK channel on YouTube. You can connect with us live. You can leave your prayer requests, your praise reports, and your comments. And there's also a Prayer Experience hotline on your screen that you can use if you have a special request that maybe you don't want to put on the comments, but there's someone there that will pray with you. Let's enter into his gates with thanksgiving. And the verse that we're going to use is Psalm 34, 1 through 3, King James Version. It says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. The word that stood out to me in that scripture today is exalt his name together. I'm so glad that we can come together, because this morning I thought about all the people that I personally know that are at home alone. They are literally alone, but this is a time that we can come together. We can praise God together. We can pray together. We can expect and believe and have hope together. We're not alone. And even when sometimes we are physically alone, God is always with us. I pray today that we will realize that God is right here with us. So let's come together. We're thankful to be together, and we can exalt his name. Father, we just come to you today. We thank you for a new week. We thank you that your mercies endure forever and that they are new every single morning. So it doesn't matter even how we went to sleep last night, the burdens that we had from yesterday that maybe we took to bed with us last night. Father, we can wake up this morning and know that it's a new day. It's a new beginning. And that we can cast our cares over on you because you care for us. And Lord, because of your goodness, we just want to thank you that you do good things because you are good. Your nature is good. And because you are good, we can trust you. We don't have to wonder if the outcome is going to be good, because we know you are a father. And a good father does good for his children. So how much more will our heavenly Father do good to us? Because, Lord, you are perfect. And you never make mistakes. You never do anything wrong, because every good and perfect gift comes from you. So, Lord, we just thank you that we're here together today and that you are our Father. In the name of Jesus, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Okay, the inspired word today is inspired by my birthday. I just had a birthday, and I was so blessed by all your birthday wishes to me. Thank you so much. So I want to talk about something that's very dear to me. There's a promise in God's word for long life. And I know a lot of us have heard that we're not promised tomorrow. So let's take a look and see what God says about that. In Proverbs 3, 1 through 2 in the King James Version, it says, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments, for length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. And in Ephesians 6, 2 through 3, in the King James Version, it says, honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may be well with you, and that you may live long on the earth. So that's a commandment that has a promise that if we honor our father and our mother, that it's going to be well with us and that we will live long in the earth. And then this is one of my favorite scriptures in all of the Bible, and it's Psalm 91, 16. And it says, with long life, I will satisfy you and I will show you my salvation. Now, that is the word of God concerning us. So we would be wise to forget what man says about our life, and that we would choose to believe what God says. So that's just three verses right there are three parts in the Bible that talks about long life. There are more, but that's three places that God says that we can live long on the earth. And I believe that. I'm expecting that. I'm expecting to live long on the earth because God's word tells me that He wants me to live a long life. So let's renew our minds to what is true and forget the things that are contrary to God's word. And it doesn't matter how long we've heard these things. It doesn't matter, if people still teach these things. I personally want to believe what God says about me. And, the Bible, the gospel, it's good news. So for God to tell me that I'm going to live a long life is better news than the world telling me that I am not promised tomorrow. Psalm 91:16, God says to me, and God says to you, with long life, I will satisfy you and show you my salvation. So if you're not satisfied to go at age 60, maybe you're experiencing symptoms, maybe the report has been bad, but you are not satisfied to leave at age 60, then God says, I will satisfy you with a long life. So you hold on to that scripture and you quote that scripture and you say that you believe that. God, you said that with a long life, you would satisfy us and show us your salvation. So let's go to God in prayer about that. Let's reflect on that. Let's think about that because we have been told, basically, we've been told lies. I don't want to believe a lie anymore. I don't want to get what a lie will bring into my life. I want to receive a result of the truth. So, Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for life and life more abundantly. And Lord, we thank you for a long life. And Father, we just come to you today and we choose to believe the truth. We choose to believe a good report that you have promised us long life and you said that you would show us your salvation. And Lord, the name of Jesus, his name means salvation. So basically, Father, you are going to show us Jesus. And Jesus is healing. So if it's healing that we need in our bodies that is coming against us and trying to rob us of this long life, we choose Jesus. And Father, we thank you for showing us healing, showing us truth. And Father, we do again, we choose to believe what you say about us and we receive by faith. And Father, help us to expect. Help us cause that to be our confession, what you say about us, that's your confession over us. So cause us to believe what you say about us concerning our long life. And I just speak long life to those who are listening. I pray, Father, that we all have ears to hear this message, that you want us to live long on the earth and have good days. Who wants to live long and have bad days? But Father, you've promised us good days, and we receive that by faith. In the name of Jesus. Amen. And next, we're going to pray for the church. In 2 Corinthians 1, 2 through 4, in the King James Version, it says, Grace be to you and peace from God our Father. I love that. God speaks grace to us. Grace is something that we don't earn, it's a free gift, it's unmerited. And it's grace, it's favor. God says favor to you and peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. It says, blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, that the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. So, as the church, we have comfort. The Holy Spirit, He was given to us to comfort us. He leads us, He guides us into all truth, but He also is our comforter. So, as believers, when we get born again, we receive comfort because the Holy Spirit is inside of us. But The comfort is not just for us. It's so that we can comfort those who need to be comforted. And I just wanted to say that in the last week, I've been to three different funerals. One lady I didn't know, she was very young, and I went with a friend because I was asked to go. And it was the saddest funeral experience I've ever had. There was so much crying. I've never experienced just how loud the crying was. The other two that I went to, they lived a very, very long life, both 97 years old, almost 98. So I have experienced with three different families, three different situations where they needed to be comforted. And I got to thinking about the different people in the funeral homes. You know, you can have a family member or a friend there, but in the audience, you're going to have believers who are very comforted, even in a bad situation, because they have the comforter in them. But if you are there and you lost someone and you don't have the comforter, that is a very bad situation to be in. But as the church, we have the comforter in us so that we can be comforted ourselves, but that we can comfort those around us. So let's make that our prayer today. Father, we thank you that we are not without comfort. And Lord, we need comfort, especially, Lord, in this world that we live in where there's trouble, there's distress, and there's discomfort. But Lord, inside of us, we have comfort so much that we can comfort those around us. So, Father, I pray that we would be mindful of those around us that need to be comforted, that we would not be so busy that we wouldn't recognize the needs around us. And Father, I pray that when people are around us, that that comfort is so visible that they can see it, and that it is so real and so strong that they will feel it, that we will be vessels, Father, that just overflow in comfort, because Lord, the world needs comforted. There is so much discomfort, but Lord, yet the comforter is inside of us. Everything we need is inside of us. So I just speak comfort to you today. If you're out there and you're feeling lonely, you're hurt, I speak comfort to you. Comfort is near you. Comfort is not far away. But as a believer, comfort is on the inside of you. And I pray that you receive comfort today and that you are comforted in whatever the situation is that you're in. He is with you. He is for you. And we just thank you, Lord, for the comfort that you give us in Christ Jesus. Amen. And now we want to pray for the nations. In Matthew 11, 28 through 30, in the King James Version, this is an invitation to the world. Jesus says, "Come unto me, all that you labor and are heavy burden and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Let's look at that verse again. There's an invitation, and it is for all. It says, "All that labor and are heavy laden, come to me." Jesus is saying, "Come to me, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn about me." I think about the scripture that says, "Taste and see that the Lord is good." So God wants us to learn about Him and to find rest in Him. I pray today that the nations will receive the call. Father, we come unto you today, and we just thank you that you are inviting everyone, it says all, to come unto you, and that you will give them rest. Father, there are so many people that are weary. Father, people on here that may be weary, but you are telling us to come to you. Father, sometimes we go astray. We walk away. We try to do things on our own, but you're telling us, you're telling everyone to come to you, because that is where we find our rest. So, Father, We just pray today that the nations hear that call and they accept that invitation. Lord, we thank you that your body is in all places. And Father, we pray that people will have eyes to see the light, that they will come to the light. And again, that we would be lighthouses for those that are in distress, those that need a lifeline. And Father, we just thank you for drawing people and calling them by your Holy Spirit. You're constantly knocking at the door. Father, help us to answer. Help us to not ignore you. But Father, thank you that you are calling men to you. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. And now we want to say healing prayers. We all need healing in our lives for different reasons. Psalm 107, 20 through 21, it says, He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. You know, God knew that we needed a healer. And the Bible says that He sent His word. And we know that Jesus is the word of God. God sent Jesus and healed us. Notice the word healed. It's something that's already been done. He sent His word. He healed us and delivered us from our destruction. The Bible says to let the redeemed of the Lord say so. So because Jesus has been sent and He has healed us and delivered us, then we have a voice of victory. And our voice should be proclaiming that we are healed. We are delivered. That's what Psalm 107 says. So let's make that our prayer today, that we would truly know that Jesus has been sent, Jesus has done the work, and how that affects us today. Father, we just come to you in Jesus' name, and we thank you for what's been done. We thank you for who has been given to us and what He has done for us. Father, the truth of the matter is that we have been healed. The truth of the matter is that we have been delivered. Father, that's something that's already been done. And we thank you that the work has been finished. Jesus said it has been finished. So, Father, what do we add to the finished work? We add amen to that. Father, we choose to believe. And we do this by faith, Father. Sometimes we just have to do it by faith because sometimes it don't look that way and feel that way. But Lord, we know that by faith in your word, because your word is true, that Jesus has been sent and He has delivered us, redeemed us. He has healed us by the stripes that He bore. And we receive that by faith today. So because of that truth, we are expecting our bodies and our minds to come into perfect alignment with what is true. Because Father, we know that these temporary circumstances, they have to give way to the word of God. And so, Lord, we receive Jesus as our healer and our deliverer today, our redeemer. And we thank you that we are free and we have great salvation through Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus, amen. Thank you, Father. And Lord, we just want to thank God for hearing us and answering our prayers today. Let's expect, you know, the Bible says in so many places that when we ask, we receive. When we knock, it is open to us. When we call on Him, He answers us. So let's expect, you know, this time matters. It counts. When we come together and we believe, we can expect and know that He hears our prayers. So Father, we come to you in Jesus' name, and we just thank you that you're not far away, you're in us, you are for us. And Father, we just thank you for this time that we can come together in prayer. And Father, help us to be expecting. Help us to always have high hopes. We should always have our hopes up. And Father, we just thank you for this time again that we have together today. And we choose to believe you. We choose life that we and our seed will live. And Father, we are expecting in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I also pray that this would be not just a good week, but just an extra, extra good week. And we pray that you take this week and you do with it as you will. And Father, we expect to see your glory shine in every area of our life. In the name of Jesus, amen. Thank you all for praying with us. And you can subscribe to the free audio podcast. And the prayer experience is back tomorrow at 1 p.m. UK time.
If I say you are wonderful, so many things make me wonder. If I say that you are good, still you are better than the best. And if I say that you are kind, so many people are kind. And if I say that you are beautiful, I said it so many times to my wife. There's no such to your understanding. Your ways are past finding. You are beyond description, Lord. You are more than what people say. You are more than what people say.
You are more than what people say.
You are more than what people say.
Description.